The Queen of England visited the United States for the first time in 34 years yesterday. Here to report on that visit is Roger, the slow-witted Brit.
Hey, Roger.
Roger, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Hello.
Hello, Roger.
G'day.
I'm glad you freed some time for us today. Obviously, you've been swamped with interview requests.
I've been swamped with interview requests. No, I haven't. No one really wants to talk to me.
Well, that surprises me.
Hey, how God save the Queen.
What's with your eyes?
They go in separate directions.
I'm over here now.
We noticed.
No,
hello.
No.
Where is he looking?
Rob Spivak. I'm legally blind.
Yeah, legally?
I'm legally blind.
I didn't even know.
Not legally blind.
I'm legally blind. Not legally blown. Legally blind. Legally blown. He's a dirty one, that one. He's always talking about his twigs and berries.
Well, let's get down. Let's get down to brass
get
tacks.
Get down on it.
Oh,
that breath.
Oh, I had bangers and mash this morning for me breakfast.
What is that?
It's sausages and potato.
That's excellent. It
doesn't sound offensive.
Well, it's good.
It smells offensive.
Had it been prepared.
Let me wipe my nose on my sleeve.
No,
oh, that's unnecessary.
Look at that. My sleeve's blue and yellow.
Yeah, your sleeve sort of holds a shape, doesn't
just
it?
Just a hint of red.
Oh.
That's nose blood.
That's almost. Oh.
You see me nose blood?
It looks a little like the British
gross.
Flag.
Hello.
So may we.
I'm not sure he's well.
I'm Roger, the slow-witted Brit. It's good to be with you. Where's Rob?
I'm right, still over here.
Right in front of you.
Do you have a touch of something? I know.
Over touch here. Touch of mental retardation.
Now, let's get down.
No, that's a joke. I'm not. I'm right.
Think hard.
Let's go with that.
He's thinking hard, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me think hard. Put me brain on it.
Well, while you're thinking, the Queen was here yesterday for the first time in a long time, and she was only here about 5 hours.
Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, she was
queen,
here.
Called it Queen who?
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, she's the...
she's my queen.
She spoke to the United Nations.
She's a good egg.
Uh-huh.
Was she here?
Yes.
All right, she was here. I don't know. I don't know nothing about it.
I thought
it was a big deal.
A big deal? Everything in America is a big deal. I don't know from a big deal.
She laid a reef at the 9/11 site.
Who's speaking?
It's me, and I'm over
Who's
here.
Who's speaking to me now?
Oscar,
and you're right.
Hello, Oscar. Yeah.
You know, Roger, you haven't been here in a couple weeks. Your vision seems to have taken a turn for the
It was
worse.
A touching
it's
moment.
It's deteriorated.
It has.
That's right.
It was a true touching moment at the World Trade Center. So.
It was.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
No.
It was the Queen there, right?
Yes.
What can you report, Roger? I'm over here.
He's over there now.
Hi, Roger. Yeah.
Hello?
This no. General, a little bit more this way. Yeah, here I am.
Follow his voice.
I'll wave my arms.
You're fat.
Yes.
No, that's not me.
Oh hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I am here, so pleased you brought that up.
How are you?
He's only legally blind, apparently.
I'm well, Roger.
You can see shapes.
Have you anything to tell us about the Queen's visit here yesterday?
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
I'm happy she came now.
Uh-huh.
I think the Queen
is
a lovely gal.
You are blind.
She is a lovely gal, and I support anything she does.
What about Double P, Prince Philip?
Who?
Prince Philip.
Oh, her husband.
Yes.
I don't know. You know, he's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a little racket.
You know who's great?
Who?
The Queen Mum.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, I know, but when she was alive.
Oh, she was. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's big in the rump. She had a big, full rump.
Queenie had back.
I like rumps.
Sure.
I like rumps on me lassies. Nice, big rumps.
She's held up for being an old bag.
Which one?
The Queen.
Who?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Now, Queen Elizabeth has been using her BlackBerry. She has a BlackBerry communications device, and she uses it a
There's
lot.
There's tasty berries. I like blueberries. I can talk about berries till the sun comes
it's
down.
Like a cell phone.
I like blue
strawberries. It's like a cell phone.
I like blackberries, blueberries, elderberries.
Kenberry.
I like boysenberries. You ever boysenberry?
Of course.
Twigs and berries?
Twigs and berries. There you go, talking about your balls again.
Dirty, right?
These are dirty birdies.
No, but you see,
you
a
like
blackberry
that.
Is it's not, it's not a fruit.
It's not a fruit.
No, it's like a cell phone.
No, it's a device.
It's like a phone.
I'm not a moron, you know. I fell off the turnip truck yesterday. I know what's going on. I'm not that stupid. I'm slow-witted.
That's all?
If you tell a joke, for example.
Right.
Okay.
If you tell a joke, for example.
Right.
I won't get it.
Okay.
That's why they call me Roger the Slow-Witted Brit.
What if I just give you a punchline?
All right, go ahead.
Hit the ball, drag Charlie. Hit the ball, drag Charlie.
I don't get it.
It's not funny.
He doesn't get it. You know what it is?
Why?
Because I'm Roger the Slow-Witted Prince.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is a safe place. It's a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings. Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding. We can say anything.
Well, I guess I, deep down, I'm feeling a little confused. I mean, suddenly, you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different. I mean, take yesterday for example. We were out at the Olive Garden for dinner, which was lovely, and I happened to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order, and I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties. Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about, you know. And I started feeling, what? I thought we were in the trust tree with in the nest. Are we not?
We are.
Okay.
We are. It's okay.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that now that I'm married, I'm definitely feeling a little freaked out about the fact that I'm going to have sex with only one person for the rest of my life.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
And regarding that marriage thing,
yes,
make sure to pay your taxes.
That's right.
Yeah. Pay on time.
Yeah.
Service the account. We learned that yesterday from Oscar Santana. On the big show. Hello, hello. Heard across America and in 107 countries around the world. This is MikeOmaraShow.com.
Welcome.
It is Wednesday, June 7th, 2010, and we are well over 2 million downloads and growing
every single day.
Look at us.
Welcome to your second job, Mike.
Were you going to, thank you. Are you going to say something more about that?
Yeah, I was going to update you. You can now say 2.5.
Oh, we're right. We
Whoa.
Got the, we,
yeah.
Nice. Done.
Mike, you can say 7. I mean, it
well,
doesn't
that's
matter.
True.
7 million? Sure.
I don't want to lie, though.
Sure,
that's
no
up
does.
A half million from yesterday.
2.5 million downloads and growing every day. And we want to thank all the people on iTunes that made this bonus hour that we give you every single week. Number one.
Yeah.
You know what? That's great.
That's
amazing,
great. Isn't
and, it? You know, it means one thing. Either people are going to iTunes and getting the bonus hours in droves, or that Lewis Black album ain't selling dick.
You know,
it means one or the other.
We've had listeners actually email me asking, you know, which would you guys prefer I do, iTunes or on your website? And I've said, it doesn't matter.
Both.
I mean,
it doesn't matter to us.
It's great
Both.
Either way to us, and we appreciate it.
We do appreciate that. On the program today, I have succumbed once again to an infomercial. All the guys here know
I've
what
seen
it is.
It.
Yes. You've seen it now. We'll talk about that a little bit.
Good.
Also, the new schedule begins today. I just wanted to say...
Wake up, Mike.
There you go. I'll get used to
what
it.
What time did you get to bed last night? Because you went to bed and then you were up again. And so what time did you finally...
8 o'clock.
Were you out?
8 o'clock, 8:30. We were in bed early watching the baseball game.
Right.
I nodded off early. Baseball can be... Look, I love the sport.
It's
and I'm trying
sedative.
To slam the sport, but it is a perfect... It is Somonex. You can sit there and drift off and then...
At least you didn't fall three stories.
And then I woke up at 10 o'clock. And that's when I wrote the email to all you
right
guys.
Very nice. Yeah.
That
nice.
Was my kind of sleep deprived, knowing I had to get up in a few hours, kind of.
I liked that.
It
I
was
wanted
nice.
To meet my friends. My friends. And then it was fitful all night, which I expected it would be.
Sure. Like Christmas Eve.
And then, I mentioned this on the radio today that the commute now, you would think at 4:15 in the morning, you wouldn't have any issue at all. And it is. It's balls to the wall at 4:15.
It's Washington, D.C.
And so I'm thinking, you know, as we get established and I go in a little bit later, I'll hit the road maybe at 4:30. And I'm like going, man, 4:30 might not cut it. You know, because it's amazing.
I like when you get on the highway at that hour and you're expecting crickets and
right.
you see all these jerks, these eager beavers
right.
trying
exactly
to get to work. And you look around, and you're like, Seriously?
Yeah. Right.
Why can't like, is that the type of impression you're trying to make? 4:30?
I wanted to wave a flag. I'm doing a morning show.
I can explain this, especially to people who don't live in Washington who listen to the show. Federal workers have something called flex time, and they can actually go into work at 5 a.m. and get off at like noon.
Yeah, I'm aware it's good to get there four hours before your boss.
And those are the same people that, I mean, the fact is now D.C. does not have a rush hour. It's kind of like traffic all day long.
Yeah.
And, but it, when I zipped in there, and it's nostalgia week for me because the radio station WVRX The Edge 105.9 is in an area of DC that I literally cut my teeth in. That's where American University is over in that area.
Right, so you're familiar.
Really, and it just
it's on
Jennifer
Street, right?
Yeah, Jennifer Street over there, and really familiar. I mean, really, my old stomping grounds. Of course, it's like everything else, it's all built up now. Mm-hmm. But I remember that part of I love that part of DC.
It was mostly
absolutely
orchards right down the street when you were there, wasn't it?
It was orchards, yes, and my, pull carts.
Mike and I had a conversation yesterday about a parking pass because it's literally my neighborhood. It's my zone.
You know, the first thing I find out, I swear to God, I'm filling out this paperwork, and the first thing I find out, and they say, okay, and parking will be $125 a month. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much. And they have a parking guard. I think his name was Rajim or Rajid or whatever.
Vinderloo. Yeah, of course.
I swear to God, this guy, I know that he has a firearm somewhere there. If I had pulled away from him today, because they give you this key to get in, and then you're in a garage, and then you didn't get this, I didn't get the sticker, and so I have to pay this to
and
get out.
And they had shoot to kill orders. And,
oh my God, this guy, you can tell. You can tell that this guy has influenced the culture of the entire building.
Right.
Sure. That, you know, oh, you make sure. Now, I've stamped and validated your pass. This is the GM to me yesterday. Mm-hmm. Stamped and validated your parking pass, gave you a business card. Mm-hmm. Just tell him it's me. He goes, okay. All right. I'm like, yeah, see, that's good. It worked. $3, please. It's like, even that, even these efforts.
They don't care.
They don't
understand.
You could be
Mike.
Joe Biden. You could be Barack Obama. Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Understand this. Anyone can play records, but there's a finite number of parking spaces.
Exactly.
This is our priority.
Powerful man.
So it was fun to be on the radio today.
Sure.
It's fun to come home and do this.
Welcome
you know,
back.
This is, I said this to you guys last night, I will say this is a labor of love, and this is something that, you know, it's just great. And I hopefully, you know, the thing is successful on the radio, and we continue the success on this show, and, you know, I'd like to make them into a big bowl of chowder and stir them up together.
That's right.
The way, I love working with Kirk. He's a great guy, and we had a great time this morning. So, you know, you just, it's fun to be working again. It's fun to be busy.
It sounded like
I thought you killed. Yeah,
it's fun to be busy, and so that's it. Onward and upward. We did have the panic over the weekend, but I think that has finally calmed down.
I think everybody's real excited now.
I think that the one thing I didn't mention that I would mention to people, those of you that were nervous about this podcast. Probably don't know how much I dig this incarnation of what I do. Mm-hmm. This is...
Well, we all do.
We all do. This is different than anything we've done before.
Agreed.
And it's just, there's a rhythm to it which it cannot be duplicated.
It is the living room show.
I think this has to be not only, and I'm not talking about time-wise, I'm just talking about distribution-wise, this thing has to grow and get to other people.
That's our focus.
And get to more people because this is a magical formula that we have right here.
It's working.
So, yeah, it really is. Yeah. So, but delighted to be back on the radio as well because, you know, that's a different animal in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And onward and upward. And now I've talked long enough and I've delayed, so I should say, I think it was Oscar yesterday.
What do you got?
Oscar saw my newest purchase.
Well, like, you got to be proud of it. It's not like you put it in a place that was out of the way. It's in the middle of your kitchen.
Rob, you know why? Because I put it together, and I swear to God, I put it together Saturday, and that's where it stayed. Listen.
That's probably the best workout it's going to give you.
Right.
Damn right. This dwarfs the power antenna. Is that the phone ringing? Let's listen.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're ready to do your
little birdie interns, little Mark Twitch, pick up the phone, please.
Mike, that's a very important call. That's your air check review.
Hotline call.
All right, this is up there. This is up there with the power antenna.
Uh-huh. Which, by the way, Mike, turns your entire house into an antenna.
I'm a moron.
No.
I'm not watching infomercials anymore.
You're dangerous when you do it.
I swear to God, I'm not this thing. All right, are you ready? I'm going to tell everybody. This is what we're talking about,
tell
ladies
the world.
And gentlemen. It is the Ab Circle Pro.
The Ab Circle Pro.
Yes, because Johnny Lardass is going to hop on that thing and have a 29-inch waist in 10 minutes or less.
To be honest, it looked like a prop from an Ed Wood movie.
Yeah, I was thinking the Jetsons. Yeah, it looks like a Jetsons car.
It really does.
Carla said something along the lines of when I finally put it together of, you're an idiot. What have you done?
That's not kind.
Carla gets on it, and she's doing the motion side to side, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and it really looks
Can
like
we put that on the website.
Yeah, we really should. It looks like it does on the infomercial.
Sure. Good.
She's going swoosh swoosh. She goes, yeah, I kind of feel this in my sides.
She's
I said,
a knockout.
Yeah. I get on the thing, and it goes, brr. And I realize that I am such a lard ass that my knees are pressing down so much weight onto the machine that the machine is not going. Now, that was the...
Well, you see, Mike, here's something that I don't know.
First time I tried it.
I've come to this realization some time ago. When you're a man of larger carriage as
yes,
I'm...
Right.
You don't even try devices anymore because they're not designed for you.
That's true.
It's like putting a dog leash on a bull.
I'm just
it's
so
inadequate.
Full of it. I need to be like, I need to take some sort of medication or a drug or
how
some
sensor.
I'll try that too. What the F? Here's the thing. Somebody should inject me. You know, here, I see the girl. Hey, new lease on life. Got to get healthy. That's right. Yeah, going to start. Tomorrow's a good eating day. Today, of course, the food comes in.
Now, what did they bring? I know they brought you food
this
morning.
The program director brought Panera. Egg sandwiches that had to be a million calories
More
each.
More egg sandwiches for the disc jockey.
How about an egg sandwich?
Sure, put it on good? My spinning ab machine.
Another person brought in donuts today. Last night I'm watching the game. I said, yep, tomorrow's healthy day, Carla. Give me a cigarette before I go to sleep. There you go.
Well, the magic is that you're trying to start a new lease on a healthy life when you're starting now to have to get up 5 hours earlier than you normally
it's,
do.
It's been so long since I've done it. I'm thinking to myself, if I get up, because I'm getting up early, that somehow in and of itself is going to result in weight loss. No, it's not.
It's just the opposite. Right?
It's probably just the opposite.
It's more time that you're awake to consume.
It's true.
It's not just that.
I mean, what it is.
But
it
just sucks.
And also, you're in a radio station environment that we've all been out of for nearly a year now. And that is the ultimate grazing environment.
Oh, because they're all the morning time show is food.
And
yes.
You are also in a new, I don't want to say tax bracket, but your new financial position, if you will, where...
Not as much as you might think,
No. And
Pally.
I'm not talking in a good way. I'm talking like the old days. I'm talking about it's not like what it was before, because for me, I always thought when free food came into the station...
Yeah.
I got to eat now because it's going to save me at least 15 to 20 bucks later.
It's so true, and there are a lot of people that do that at radio stations.
Yeah, so that's what
Mike is going to start bringing in the Tupperware.
That's what we would do. There was actually a point there that I probably gained, I want to say, when I first got into radio because I still had that mentality. I'm like, if I don't eat now, I'm going to have to buy something later out of my pocket.
Like
and
a bear.
Sometimes people do it financially. Sometimes people do it out of convenience.
Absolutely. Yes. Or you I don't want to go pick something up.
I don't
it's
have
right
to
here.
Go
yeah.
deal with the Subway or whatever because I got the food right
Beth
here.
Beth Ann was big on that. She'd squirrel away meals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Because she was just cheap.
Yeah
but
she got paid an assload of money. I'm sorry. That's why we were fired.
That's her fault.
Regardless of
Beth Ann's salary.
But it's also when you're sitting there out of convenience or maybe monetary-wise, you're sitting there, okay, I'll just eat a little bit of this probably not so healthy food, but a little, just like a crack addict, doesn't turn into a little. You end up eating that whole plate and saying, you know what? I'll get a little more. I've already eaten this. I'm not going to eat dinner.
Right, exactly.
Play that game.
And then I'll have a Rice Krispie treat the size of a Buick.
Remember those?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
But it's in the kitchen right now.
You brought some home?
The Ab Circle.
The Ab Circle Pro.
The Ab Circle is in the kitchen. It actually picks up
Oscar,
over 400 TVs.
You want to try it.
I'll bring it in here and try.
You ought to give it a
there's no
try
room for
because it
no,
really.
Well, you can put it in the. You can put it in the
we
lobby.
We could open the curtain
in
up
the lobby.
In the, how about tomorrow? How about tomorrow?
How about now?
We bring it. You want to do it right now?
I do. Twitch, bring the lobby thing.
Twitch, go
what?
Get it.
What?
Mark, can you help Twitch get the?
Yes.
You'll have to open both doors and watch out for the dogs.
Bring the Ab Circle and set it up in Mike's receiving
so
lobby.
So it didn't move. It didn't budge. There was probably a little movement.
It's. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go side to side. And I wouldn't because you're the fittest of us. I would like you to give perhaps your review
when
on
you
it.
Sat on it.
I'd never believe anything, and it's
oh, Twitch already brought it. Good job, in, Twitch. Way to go.
Does you know, it, does it groan?
That's the way
let me
things
try.
Work.
You can stand up.
Excuse
and
me.
Turn side to side. You right, don't really need a machine for that.
Yeah, we're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this.
Yeah, you can move that chair out of the way, Twitch. That's great. Pull that out of the way, and then we'll set Oscar up with it. And let's
you know
see.
What's going to be sickening? He's going to be great at it, and he's probably going to want to sit on it to do the show.
This is not anything that requires school. I want him to tell me if he feels anything.
Works.
You know
what? Towards
all
us?
Right, what you do? You see those two pads? You want to put your knees in there.
Okay. Nice.
Put your knees in there.
Hey, this is like my birthday show.
Put your left foot in. Take your right foot out.
And then you want to go. You want to pivot your body. Rock your body side to side.
Oh,
okay.
All
right. There you go. But you got to go all the way up. You want to go really try to get the.
You're gonna do that, Mike?
Hey.
I gotta see this.
Who wants to? Who wants to do Oscar in the butt right now?
What do you mean right now?
Take a number.
All right. How does the
good for your hips though?
How does the motion feel?
It feels like it would work because you're actually doing you're working your obliques. You're right. Working your obliques is what you're doing.
All right, try it a little bit more.
Right. Thank you.
We'll have everybody get in the MI. Are we seeing this on camera?
Yep.
Now, Oscar, right. While you're doing that, can you sing a Spanish folk song?
Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's girl, not easy.
Hey, girl, do you want to try it?
Because oh,
you're
super.
You're
talking.
A feather. You're a featherweight.
Yes. Now we're talking.
All right, girl is going to try it.
Here comes real entertainment.
Yay! Yes, people are flocking to their cameras right now, their computer screens. All right. Oh, look at that. That's featherweight right there. See? It's designed for a featherweight person.
There you go.
She really should do it for quite some time.
Very good. Rob, calm down.
Really no reason to stop.
RJ. No.
Come on, Mike. Are you kidding me?
Buzz, are you interested at all in trying it?
You want me to give it a shot?
Yeah, you're a featherweight. You might like it, too. Let's see what happens. Buzz is going to give it a try.
It's the ab swinger.
All right.
That's pretty good.
All right, here we go. He's trying it right now.
Oh, his hip.
This is, hey, you go his back hip. And forth.
It does mess with your hips.
Okay.
Pretty good, though.
How about that action, huh? What do you think, Buzz?
Feels like a Thursday.
All right.
What does that mean?
What does that? I don't know what that means. I'm confused.
Exactly.
All right, you want me to try it?
Oh, you're supposed to go all the way to the bumper. Yeah, now
don't,
Mike.
Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it. Whoa, Mike.
Watch out for the microphone.
I'm going to try.
Actually, can Katie get on it real quick again?
Please. Yeah,
Katie, go ahead. Please. Go ahead, Katie.
Go ahead. And can you turn it around?
It has to be quick.
just
what? Rob took his horny pills.
Yeah.
That's simply
there
a
you go. That's you can nice. Thank me later.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome.
It's all yours.
Nice job.
Nicely done.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
Mike, I've hit 9 and 1 on the phone. So we're just standing by.
Here we go. Right. This is real radio. There you go. Oh, poor Mike.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to move back and forth. Fuck you, Roddy.
Somebody give him a boost.
One on each side?
Yeah, that doesn't look
nice
like it's...
Job.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting there.
The literature says you can lose your love handles in 10 days with this.
That is BS.
I think I'm going to break the effort.
That's a great machine.
Hey, when are we getting Obey up?
What's the cost?
What's I think the price this point? Afternoon. Probably.
What's the price point?
That's Obey. I'm not telling.
Would it be too much to ask for Katie to get back on that thing?
No, I can tell you. Here's what I can. I've never seen.
You don't have to.
I've never
you.
Seen the product
it.
Except in this house, and I can make you this promise. Huh? It was probably 3 easy payments, right?
Right.
And something they like all that. Ended in 9.
Yeah.
And I bet that the total thing was probably.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
This fine. Concludes was today's
my,
podcast.
When all the payments are done, is it this many?
Yeah, a little over.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you hold that up again? I missed that.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Like, yeah.
What was
wow.
it?
Wow.
Wow. So,
hold it up.
It's like $245.
Oh, geez.
Hey, okay. I did the best I can.
Three minutes a day for 10 days.
Do you want to try it, Karen?
Lose
or what's
handles.
Your name?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, you want to try it? Our new intern, Kelsey, do you want to try
on,
it?
Hop on,
why
Phyllis.
Not, Kelsey.
All right. There you go. Here
with
we go.
The knee pads?
Yeah, who took the knee pads out of the thing?
The
knee pads are so. Here she goes.
There you go.
All right.
Not
how's
so
it,
bad.
How's it feel, Kelsey?
Oh, it's great. Oh.
That's
yeah. She came to play ball. I like her.
Very good.
Nice.
Buzz is reading. Should I? Yeah, we should get royalties for this.
Yeah, we should. Anyway,
well, I'll say this. The machine doesn't work until they start advertising.
That's
very
that's
good.
The device. Yeah,
exactly. That's how that works.
I mean, so. That's just the way I play the game.
And once they start advertising, we're going to change Mike's camera shot to the Paula Abdul video shot, where he looks to be about 8 feet tall.
I can see where you get bought into this. Is it Tony Little?
Yes.
As long
oh,
as
that,
he wasn't
that
involved.
F-stick.
Because my mom got the Gazelle, and I was like, oh, well, I won't go to the gym today. My mom has the Gazelle at her parents'
house.
What right.
is the Gazelle?
You know?
That's the thing where it's like almost like a Nordic track, right? Where it's like, it throws your legs out. See, I'm Mr. Infomercial. Of course
oh,
I know what it is.
Oh, that thing?
Yes.
Right. That's the most... That is the Charlie workout thing.
You get on the Gazelle. First of all, it feels like you're on a play school toy.
Right.
So there's no substance to it. I like it when you get on a
excuse
machine.
Excuse me.
I like it when you get on a machine and the machine feels like it could kick your ass and
yes.
you're done.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, like a good old... I have an elliptical, a real elliptical.
Yes.
That is a wonderful machine.
I've been down to your gym.
This thing is you know, you can... Yeah. I worry about it when
yes.
I'm on it.
Yes.
If I was 50 pounds lighter, I wouldn't worry about it, but I do when I'm on it right no. now. Could I use it? You can make a case where it might work.
Yes.
It might work a little
but
bit.
But it doesn't... You're at probably maybe 50% of the range of motion you're looking for to get the results.
Right. You've got to go all the way up
to
sort of throw your legs up there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that's a tall order.
But if
that $245, did that include a chiropractor?
He can't
coupon?
Get by the. He can't get the price. The price. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Free shipping.
It's something you love, probably. You got 30 days on that bitch, right? You can send it back.
Yeah, but I never send stuff.
And you
back.
Know what? To send this. It back, Oscar, you'd have to disassemble it.
And I also think I put the bag, the box out on the street
oh,
for the trash.
Oh, get it. You don't even play that game.
Just yeah. don't put. You know,
it's too late. They took it today.
Oh, you just put an address sticker on it and mail it like that. Cover it in stamps.
If you'd like the Ab Circle Pro, we have shipping capabilities here. Send me on Facebook, and I will sell. It's been used by people on the show, so that means it's now worth $360.
That's you know right. what? No, I think if you should sell it for face value. Only increase the price if we all sign it.
Wait, it's the Ab Circle.
Now you're talking.
The Ab Circle Pro. What was the regular Ab Circle?
Oh, that was the cheap one. That was the one that was really super crappy.
People died on that.
It was made out of wood.
All right, listen, we have to take a break.
What?
We will take a break. When we come back, a very funny letter that I got from a listener, and this is about a prank, and it concerns our hats, and I think you'll love this letter. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to www.MikeO'MaraShow.com. I know you hate that, some of you, when I say W, but I say tough ta-tas.
Exactly, Mike.
Segment two is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Travel Mug. It keeps coffee hot and sodas cold, just not at the same time. And remember, a black Mike O'Mara Show ball cap is slimming.
That's true, Mike.
And makes your teeth appear whiter.
That's right.
This summer, maintain the ideal head and beverage temperatures with hats and mugs from the store at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I bought that mug and got rid of my love handles in 10 days.
That's good. Oh, I
dropped
my sensor.
I only had to drink out of it for 3 days.
All right, here we go.
3 hours a day.
Rob, this is this comes to us from, let me see. I don't have her name.
We get letters.
It was an interesting name. I forgot. It was like Desiree Bryan or something like that. I probably screwed it up, but it doesn't
matter.
That's
like a stripper name.
This is just a funny little letter. This is a throwaway that I wanted to share with all of you. It says, good morning, Mike. I had to write in to share that we ordered a TMOS hat for a Father's Day gift. However, it took a week to get here. Ooh, excuse me. Well, sometimes they don't get there right away.
That's
you know,
true.
The interns are busy exercising.
That's shipping, but I think we do pretty well. Ordered it a little late on my part. All right, and for the entire week, every day, my husband just about yelled at you guys when you mentioned your hats. He would say, quote, yeah, where's my goddamn hat, you effers?
Sounds like a nice guy.
One of his quotes said at least once a day. So this will intrigue me about this letter.
Righto.
You see this guy, you're listening to the podcast on his own, and he's screaming at his iPod.
Right.
I love that. So this past Friday, while he was at work, the hat arrived.
Ah.
Right. Hallelujah. Of course, I opened it because I was so excited and I wanted to see it first. This is his wife. After opening the box, I realized that I had opened it from the bottom, and right away, a wicked little thought crept up. My daughter and I decided to hide the hat and tape back up the box. I thought it was very amusing how impatient and how much he called you guys effers and a-holes.
Uh-huh.
When he loves you all so much.
We can tell.
It's a complicated relationship.
Because he had to wait a week for his hat. So the idea of... This is just such a devious wife. It's funny.
I like it.
So the idea of having him be excited that the hat finally arrived, only to open it and find nothing in it, even more so amusing.
Fantastic.
All right. The look and unbelief, disbelief, but the look and disbelief on his face was priceless. I thought he was going to burst with rage.
Wow.
So effing funny. And now we're the effers and a-holes, and everything is back to normal with our world, but I now have to watch out for what he's going to try to pull on me.
Oh, that's great.
I'll get the name tomorrow from you, but that was a great letter.
Love it. Allow at least a week for delivery.
And you know,
maybe two.
You know who I who you are. So anyway, the topic of the day, ladies and gentlemen, here in the Washington, D.C. area, and I was talking to my mom up in New England as well, approximately 102 degrees today.
It's a scorcher.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I just want to get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had heat waves before. I know we've had periods of time when it's been warm. Is this a little over the top, what we're getting, because
seems
it's this
be
early?
Seems to be in the stretch of time, too, yeah.
Isn't this normally like late August, mid-August that we get this crap? And normally don't we get like temperatures in the 90s and we're sweltering? We don't get this 102 degree stuff, and is this the planet? I looked at the weather map last night when they were doing that. Right. Did anybody take a look at a weather forecast when they stand in front of the weather map and it is entirely made of red?
The whole country is red.
I mean, bright ruby red. Mm. Here we are. Mm. And I mean, I'm just, I don't know.
We're all red states now.
Or is this, you know, you shouldn't think about, what do they say? You shouldn't think about weather forecasts. Uh-huh. You should think about climate trends.
Right.
And I'm curious, Buzz, I'll ask you this.
Looks like a trend to me.
Where are we? It seems to me we're trending.
Feels like home to me.
Yeah. down near
Oscar
the equator.
Came in wearing a jacket.
And incidentally, here's the thing that confuses me, too. It always kills me. I know that the planet goes around in a circle and does all that. Pisses me off to see all those people with parkas at the World Cup. At the World Cup soccer. It's supposed
to be
Africa.
Angry. I know.
It has to be chilly. Africa. They've got
it gets
that
cold
thing.
At night.
It's just...
It used to be that armadillos, for example, were only found in Texas. Now, they've over the years, they've crept up through Oklahoma, through Kansas, and now into Nebraska.
I'm tired of Buzz talking about armadillos on every show.
So where are the armadillos going?
Well, they're living as far north as Nebraska now.
And incidentally, for Mr. Diaz and Mr. Santana, wouldn't you say armadillo?
For them, I would.
Wouldn't I say armadillo.
You say armadillo? Yeah.
And all Martha right. Reeves and the Bandejas. My favorite Motown band.
That's the Dillio.
So what do the armadillos have to do with anything?
Well, because they only live in hot climates. And it used to be they were confined to southern Texas and then all of Texas. And
can
then
you eat
Oklahoma.
Armadillo?
I don't see why you couldn't.
Isn't armadillo underneath
is
that?
Getting one open.
Shell, so underneath that shell, isn't it like a little rat or something?
Yeah, I think it's like a rodent. Right. Sort of.
How long can
I prefer anteaters.
What?
Nothing.
Aardvarks?
It's the second time you said nothing. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
We'll get to you in a second. You're on my sheet today.
Really?
Yeah, I want to tap into you. So okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, how long can they stay fresh in there? I imagine they would probably taste like gators.
A little gamey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Under that shell?
No, I never had one.
So you think because of the armadillos, that means...
That's just a sign. That's
tomorrow.
A sign.
Is it real? Do you believe it's real? I think really, as much as I hate to say, I think when people say, hey, we got 4 feet of snow, there's your global warming, I think if I come on and say, because it's 101 degrees, hey, there are your naysayers, I thought you said there was no global... I think that's BS on both counts, but I don't remember July in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. At this rate, it should be 200 by
like
August.
I just bought a new AC unit. Like, I went to Costco, and they only allow one AC unit
you got
in my
the
apartment.
You got the AB Circle AC.
No, the Pro.
Yes,
I got
Pro.
The
Pro.
The AC Pro.
I bought a stand-up unit. And by the way, these stand-up units, it's a big hustle. Uh-huh. Because they it looks like you just, they look basically like R2-D2, and you push them around the room.
Right.
But is like you plug it into a wall, and it just creates cold
air?
Yeah,
because everybody knows the window units.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, but for a window unit, you got to have the right type of building, the right type of window to put a window unit in.
Right.
I have a 1930s building where the windows open like you're going into the OK Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so this is
open.
Right. This is actually a stand-up?
This is a stand-up unit that you push around your apartment. But what they don't tell you when they're selling it to you, because they're giving you the hard sell, obviously, when it's 110 degrees outside.
Right.
And it weighs a ton. They don't tell you have to have a hose hooked up to it to get the heat out, the hot air out into the window.
It's the condensation, I thought, isn't it?
No, it's actually blowing hot air out of the room into whatever... What looks to be like the longest hose in the world.
What kind of hose? It's not like a garden hose.
No, it's the type of hose you see coming out of your dryer going into the vents.
An exhaust hose.
Yeah, an exhaust
hose. So it's really not, it's not like it can go anywhere. It's got to be close to a window.
I thought
to
I could put
with.
It in the middle of my living room and just put my face into it while I watch TV.
Yeah.
No, you got to have a hose that looks like the hose coming out of your dryer into a window unit. So basically, by
and
window
then
unit,
you have to unless
yeah,
it's
how
like
do you seal the window?
If it's the perfect that, seal, that you've got
to
hang
that.
That
is the $1 million question.
Don't break the seal
because you have to open the window to let the hot air in to let the hot air out.
That's crap.
Yeah. So I sat there and I looked at it.
You have to hook it up like a dryer.
Thank you very much.
You have to install a vent,
a dryer,
and
vent.
You have to have a 3-prong outlet near the window.
And
so
your
you can
walls.
Plug.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Your walls are brick, right?
Yes.
You live in a brick apartment.
Yeah,
building.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're screwed.
Yeah, you can't drill a hole through the wall and say, you know, I'll just put it here.
Well, did they tell
like
you that when they were
drill a 4-inch hole
you
either?
Anything.
You know, it's when they sold me the AB Circle Pro.
Same thing.
They said, excuse me, you're a lard ass. You shouldn't buy this
and
product.
And as I made fun of you for throwing away the box, I did the same thing because I had to lug that thing into my apartment building by myself. Oh, I said, you know what? This box is torn up. It's finished.
The idea of a stand-up air conditioning unit that you don't have to mess with in
sounds
the window.
Sounds amazing, right?
It sounds terrific, but see, there's no free lunch.
Do you know where it's hooked up right now?
Where?
In my kitchen.
Really?
Because that's the closest outlet to a window, and I've got a window there, and I have a full-fledged window open as we speak.
Did you call the guys from the store and ask them what you're supposed to do?
He said, sir, because what I was thinking, okay, maybe I could put an extension on the hose and I could run it to my living room.
Right.
And he said, that's probably not a good idea, and that could be a fire hazard because that hose gets piping hot because all that hot air is coming out.
Right.
So I literally have it in my kitchen, and as I walk to the fridge, I get some cool air from the freezer and that unit that I bought for $400.
Now listen, even without piping it properly out, do you still get the nice cold air coming out of the unit?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't really work.
Because
all it's doing is exhausting hot air through the back, which could probably kill you in the long run. Okay. So you don't want to do that.
To be fair, how much did you spend on the air
conditioner? $400.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Bloody murder.
I'd want my money back.
And what's the worst part about it is I'm sitting there fidgeting with the thing, mm-hmm. and just like any woman. And I love Kara, and we're back on.
Calm down, Turbo.
You know.
She comes over, and she's like, what's taking so long? I said, what's taking so long? Do you see me lugging this thing in the kitchen? Do you think I want it in front of the fridge? I was like, you don't understand. She goes, well, just put it in the middle of the room. I'm like, I've been through this, Kara. When we were broken up, I set this thing up by myself.
Okay, I hate to bring this up, but what if you got a piece of plywood cut to the size of the window in your living room?
Yes.
And then cut a hole out of it. Then you can sort of force it in there.
You could,
and you really seal. But he says the window's still open, like the OK
and
Corral.
It would be a huge piece of plywood. It would almost.
He's got the French windows.
Yeah, the French windows.
Isn't that what they would call them, French windows?
But anyway, you could still get a piece of plywood.
It would be quite.
That would suck if I had that.
Yeah, I think it'd be quite the eyesore though for the neighborhood.
Did you have a window unit before?
I know you love your neighbors.
Yes, I have one window unit, and you're only allowed one window unit. And I should say that my landlady doesn't know that I bought the R2-D2. Head unit to put in there because it's not, you're only allowed one unit per apartment.
Well, that's BS if it's not keeping you cool.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Do you pay an electricity bill for your apartment?
No, I don't.
Oh, so it's
the I do have a fantasy though when he's talking about his hot apartment of Kara out on the fire escape.
Trying to be cool.
Just with a single ice cube. Rubbing
God,
it
I
under,
had the same image.
Rubbing it under her chin.
Mm-hmm.
Kara looked amazing. See. She was running around in a t-shirt and a thong all yesterday because she was so worn.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a brief playlist.
Oh, I love a play.
And I said, you look like a pig in heat. Don't let those N-words get to you.
No, and then you hit her and broke her teeth?
Nothing? Mel Gibson? Too soon? Apologize.
Too soon.
Sorry. I thought it was funny.
Hey, Kara.
It's so hot.
It is hot.
Damn hot.
I think I'm going to go out on the fire escape. Oscar's not home from work yet. Oh, boy. Let me get out of these things.
Why don't you go to Safeway instead of the fire escape?
Because I'm hot,
and some more
baby.
G2 in the fridge.
I'm hot. I want to just relax on the fire escape.
What are you wearing? I can't see.
I've got a tank top on with nothing on underneath.
Exactly.
Mike's getting carried away with his fantasy.
Mike's sleeping.
Dressing like a whore as usual.
And I'm going to tie it. I'm going to tie it over my navel.
Yes.
Or my belly button, as I like to say. Let me just tie it like that. Hold on.
Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, no!
Oh, dear.
Who saw that coming?
Hold on just a second. There we go. Okay, now what I'm going to do is, I've got my short shorts on. I've got little khaki shorts, but they're rolled up.
Sure.
This is really a very serious Mike O'Mara fantasy.
Window into your
soul. That sounds very uncomfortable.
Sounds like Mike wrote it.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Mike's had a long day. Okay, I'm going to take a single ice cube, and I'm just going to trace my body with it.
Try to cool off.
It's really hot.
There we go.
Not at all.
Oh, it's cold on my hand. I think I better eat the ice cube. Here we go. Into the mouth.
Should we leave? What's going on here? Jesus.
Hi, Oscar.
I'm afraid to leave him alone.
I love you. So glad we're back together.
Kill yourself.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Did you enjoy that
playlist, ladies and gentlemen?
It's amazing.
That little playlist today.
Mike, it's like a movie I've seen 100 times. I knew exactly what was going to happen during that play.
The stand-up game, as far as AC units, it works if you've got the right apparatus and the right window.
Is there any way you can solve this, though, because you can't blast through your wall with a single sphere because you've got
brick walls.
I could
put the plywood in there, but yeah. You know, it's just one of those things. The only place I can really plug in, and this is really my fault because I live in the building.
Do you have a washer dryer?
No, I have it downstairs.
Community guy. Yeah.
Like you have the community washer dryer?
The old coin machine.
Get the hell out of there.
Hey, do you have an exhaust?
It's DC, baby.
Get out of there.
I compromise.
Have you signed the contract yet?
No. Well, they haven't really
offered
it.
Let me talk to you about that. Seriously.
Is there an exhaust fan in your bathroom?
No.
A kitchen. Do you have one in your kitchen?
Well, yes, there is. There is
he's
one.
Already got
kitchen.
It.
That's what
kitchen.
I'm using.
Right.
The kitchen.
I just said you have to stop living like you're, you know, in a 1940s tenement.
I like it because the convenience of the city. I love the city.
Convenience of the city, Schmitty.
Go to Home Depot, have them cut a piece of plywood, plexiglass that will fit in there, and have them cut a hole in that. Then it won't look.
Have you seriously done price comparisons for the? I know you want to buy your. You're getting it for a deal, right? A super deal.
Yes,
is that
because
what it is?
Tenant rules in D.C. once they sell the building allow us to buy below market value.
Really?
Yes.
Significantly
it's
below
market
value.
It's actually
called
tenant blackmail in some circles.
Really?
Yes.
So you're getting a sweet deal.
Yes.
You love a sweet deal.
I love a sweet deal.
I know you like a bargain as much.
You know what? He'd die of heat stroke if he got a bargain on it.
Yes. I'm kind of like Mark.
It just seems to me that
but not Jewish.
You know, if you can't cool your place in DC and you're never going to be are they going to renovate it?
When they renovate, they're going to put central air, yes.
All right. Okay. Then I'll let you know.
There's compromises. You live in wonderful Manassas,
yes,
right?
And I live in an old house.
Yeah,
myself.
You've got this beautiful Victorian.
Yes.
You got the new gig, get to keep the house.
Yeah.
But they're all
for
are,
another year.
There are times though that you probably like, gosh, I got to drive 35 minutes into the city.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't have that feeling until this morning.
I'll have it tomorrow.
But that's the compromise. Right.
I'll have it in about 20 minutes.
But living in Manassas,
yes,
you have all this in front of you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You're right.
One day all this will be yours.
You know what I think I'm going to get?
What?
I'm going to get another Ab Circle Pro and a stand-up air conditioner.
There you go.
That's what excellent.
Because the air conditioning, even though I have central, I have central that's been modified, and you should be aware of this too. With the central air conditioning that is modified, where they kind of jerry-rig it to fit in the existing building, you get this house. And I know it's cool in this room right now.
It is nice and cool.
But I will tell you, we have two units. We have one for the downstairs, one for the up. They run all day.
Yep.
They never break. I went to sleep last night as I was listening to the drone of the machine.
Yes.
I was saying at some point this is going to run and then it's just going to crash. It's just going to completely crash and it'll be over and I'll have to get a new unit.
Nothing
because
worse.
It runs. Now I don't know, do other people in like more modern homes, do your air conditioning units come on and go off?
My house is what, 3 or 4 years old?
You've got a townhouse.
And it's a great air conditioner. The thing that Carrie won't leave alone though is that in the utility room there are three dampers.
Right.
They control the airflow to the top floor, the main floor, and the basement. And she is forever screwing with them to try and make the bedroom not be like 75. Now,
but
I
they go on and off,
but
on
the
and off.
This is
does
very
not.
Good. Just,
you could lean out the window right now. You've got two units. They are both running.
Where is your thermostat?
The thermostat is right there in the dining room, or as I like to call the shipping room.
Well, you see, the thing about the dining room, you keep it sealed, and it probably stays pretty warm in there.
If it stays
warm in there.
All right, Rob's making my head.
No,
hurt now.
Just listen.
The
thermostat is. The starting and stopping.
No, thermostats are the VCRs of your home.
That's the brain.
Nobody knows how to program them. They just know how to go to them and turn them on and off.
Well, I know how to turn them up and turn them down.
Yeah,
I keep them at the same temperature
all the time.
You could probably
program them, but it's not worth your time.
But
it is
what
worth
I'm
your money.
Is that it's
but
hot
you can't
in your dining
you don't program them at this time of year when it's 101 degrees during the day and 89 degrees at night.
You can never get your house cool enough
because
for it to
stop. If I turn that machine off, it's going to go up to 85 degrees. 85.
But it's 85. It stays pretty warm in your dining room because you keep it sealed. And that's why the thermostat never registers a cooler temperature, and it's going to keep running and running
That seal, Mike.
Yeah.
Break the seal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to open
up the
dining room.
That's what you say about fat chicks.
That's right.
I don't think this is global warming. I think it's just a heat wave.
I also think that technology, as far as cooling, you watch the news and you see the stories about, well, there was a power outage in D.C. today. It's like we don't have blackouts. You know, we have these inventions. We have little gizmos where you can do everything except bang your wife on your phone.
Right.
But we don't have air conditioning technology that has improved where it should be icy, icy, cool, cool.
Mike, maybe
we're working on it.
It's a brownout.
It's a brownout. That's right.
We've had those.
Brown eggs. I'm very depressed about that, and I'm very depressed about the fact that you spent $400, and I'm very depressed that
upsetting.
I spent $250 on a machine that I'm not going to use.
I was trying to compromise with my landlady and my system. Basically, I was trying to work around
you
the
were,
system.
You were trying to be a good guy.
Yes.
And use that. Did you hear? Were there any other tenants that have bought the stand-up air
conditioner? No. Somebody thought I bought a dryer because somebody knocked on my door.
Do you think you'll be successful?
They saw that little hose sticking out. They're like, "Do you have a dryer in your kitchen?"
Yes, I do.
Do you think you'll be successful, or do you think it's scrap metal already?
I think I'd be successful in another home.
Buzz has got the best idea. If you get a piece of plexiglass cut, it won't be an eyesore. And then what you do is have them cut a corner out of it.
Or a hole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it'd be hard to get to the middle of it. And then you run it out the corner and tape it off. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. And so he opens his windows, but he gets the plexiglass that goes all the way up to the top, and then he puts a circle in it.
Right.
There you go.
It's a good way to solve it for only $150.
I'm like Norm.
Bucks.
You work things out right here at Michael Vera Show.
Yeah, thank you guys.
You open your the door to your dining room, and your house will instantly be 65 degrees.
I want one. Very good.
Next week we'll have the woodworking corner.
That's right.
After I finish playing for my Ab Circle Pro, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault of the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to Lima, 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 MikeOMaraShow.com. Our Magic Audio Vault today is brought to you by Naked Man.
Naked Man.
A comedy web series. This is neat.
Yeah. I got on yesterday.
You're getting more and more of this now. Naked Man, in a world of danger, a hero arrives. But why is he naked?
Why?
Featuring international, and incidentally, it's featuring. Did you do that, Buzz?
I may have.
Featuring.
He was very excited.
Featuring international super hunk Christian Monzon and some of the best comics and actors in L.A. Mm-hmm. New episodes all this week on YouTube and coming soon to iTunes. Click the ad at MikeOMaraShow.com to watch Naked Man. Time to open up the audio vault for today. Rob, what do you have for us?
The topic, Mike. The topic you have chosen.
The topic you have chosen
on KFAN was a banning of Bibles during Religious Freedom Week.
Okay.
And let us go to the audio tape.
Larry, good morning.
Is that me?
It is you.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the gentleman on the air. I was on hold.
You are talking with the gentleman on the air.
There he goes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Mills Crenshaw. Thank you for calling.
Oh, I'm so sorry to have wasted a few minutes of your time there.
Not at all.
Yeah, the person responsible, I did my research, is actually... I hope you're sitting down. He's a reverend.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. And his name is, if anybody wants to contact him in that school district, his name is Reverend Robert Spiewak. And you could contact him by going to Mike O'Mara Show, MikeOMeara Show.com, because that's the show that he hosts. Or sits in on, I should say. And he actually wrote what he calls the Book of Spiewak. But that was allowed. So he's teaching his own religion of 50s through 70s nostalgia.
What's great is obviously the Belcher didn't think he was going to get this far.
Right. He is milking it because he knows he's got the open forum.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. none of that should come as a shock.
No,
like I wasn't listening.
Neither should his moose knuckle, I would think, considering the way he sits and the way that his junk just collects right in front. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Are you wearing pants? I'm not.
What did he say?
I beg your pardon.
You got to replay that for me.
Yeah.
Are you wearing pants? I'm not.
I beg your pardon?
I was just wondering if you wore pants in the studio.
Yes, of course.
This is the worst guy I've ever heard.
Yeah,
this
really
guy is just letting it happen, and he's not even there.
No control.
Okay.
Did you fart?
You always have that option, I am sure, Larry. Thank you. Appreciate your call.
That's a Larryism. He says that when you always have that option, I am sure. Mm-hmm. He says that when he has nothing else to
exactly,
say.
Not exactly. Listening. That's
oh my God.
I love talk radio.
Oh, what a tool.
Yeah, we really do want your opinions on most things.
What a horrible host.
Jesus Christ. I was saying the other night, I've met people like that at cocktail parties. You know, you'll sit there and you'll speak to them talk to them for 10 minutes. You'll give them a full speech. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. Man, it's time to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
no
always
reaction.
Have that option.
Nothing exactly. Registers.
You right. Think you had a bad day, Oscar. You know who had a bad day yesterday?
Who's that?
That ugly girl, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, I smell sulfur.
Yeah, well, this is her in court. She got 90 days, Jerry.
Oh, right. Yes. Now, I thought it was 19 days.
Well, it's probably going to be closer to 19 days because of prison crowding and the fact that she doesn't have a violent record.
Doesn't Drinksy look like she's 40?
She's nasty.
And by 40 is not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're 23 or 24, whatever she might be these days,
and
21,
she still looks like
knows.
Frankie Muniz.
I get the impression with Lindsay Lohan, you get the impression at some point somebody said to Lindsay, listen, baby, you don't have to make a movie. You don't have all you have to do is be Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Be the bad girl. And it's really not going to hurt you.
Right.
And she's dumb enough to have bought that. And I really think that that's what happened to her.
It's what Mark Ronick does. You don't have to sell the show. You just got to be Mark Ronick.
Just be Mark Ronick.
Anyway, she did a great performance in court yesterday. Probably the best thing since the remake of Parent Trap. This is her when she got sentenced in court yesterday.
I did do everything that I was told to do and did the best I could to,
stop
you
it
know,
right there.
I don't know why you think she's partying.
I don't understand. Where's my Coke?
Where's Ricky?
Somebody's got my Coke. Where's my vial of Coke? It's next to my Cosmopolitan.
She's 80-year-old Lucille Ball.
She's hit the wall already.
You know what, Mike? She's going to cry.
She's got party voice. Listen to party voice.
You like party voice?
I love party voice.
Balance jobs and showing up. I'm sorry.
Now it'll sound squeaky.
Give me 2 seconds.
Give her 2 seconds.
Absolutely. In terms of going more than once in a week, some people, I know that I was ordered to go once a week.
Anyway,
and it wasn't, you know.
She sounds
she
like
on and on.
A Stockton meth head that you're listening
very
to.
Much like
LA, really.
You know, the frustrating part for me when I saw that last night was she kept going on and on that she didn't know she was supposed to go.
Right.
You know, and meanwhile, I mean, that's been all over the TV. You know,
everyone else knew.
I knew her sentence better than she did, and I don't even care.
And she had FU painted on one of her fingernails.
You know, it's sad. Cute. It's sad because, I mean, this is a young person, and this is somebody that needs some sort of guidance in her life. She's obviously not going to get it from her asshat parents. She sounds like she was partying till 4 o'clock before her court date.
And she's got another birthday party planned tonight.
You know, they talk about Miley Cyrus. I think Miley Cyrus infinitely more supervised than Lindsay Lohan. Mm. I think Lindsay Lohan is unfortunately more than Britney Spears, Paris Hilton. She's somebody. This is going to end up in tragedy. You can listen to her and hear it in her voice.
She's today's real Hollywood story.
Yeah, I really think she's going to go the ways of Corey Haim.
Amy Winehouse light.
Yep. I like her. I like her and I like Liza. I like all the celebrities. But I also like someone who's really out to get what they want, Mike.
Yeah.
And you know what's great is when someone doesn't let the normal constraints stop them. What if you really wanted a drink, but you couldn't get to the liquor store? What would you do?
I have no idea.
Maybe go to the baking aisle of your local grocery. Let us go to the news reporter.
Kelly Moss is charged with driving under the influence, but deputies didn't find the usual alcoholic drinks or drugs. What they discovered in her car was vanilla, actually partly empty bottles of vanilla extract, which have 35% alcohol by volume.
Like vodka.
When deputies found Moss, she was slumped over her steering wheel in front of a middle school.
Oh, it was jumped up over the curb. She had driven it up over the curb.
So gross.
And so, in fact, I went and looked to see if she'd hit the telephone pole, and she hadn't done that, but she had both wheels up over the curb.
According to police reports, the 48-year-old was unable to stand or walk,
and
her speech was slurred. Officers said her breath smelled strongly of vanilla, and a store receipt showed she bought 2 8-ounce bottles of vanilla extract. Moss refused to take an alcohol blood test.
Well,
it's like a pint of Stoli.
I'm a vanilla cupcake.
70-proof alcohol and a best-smelling drunk in town.
It's just, like, boy, it's so sicky sweet, but I'm getting so buzzed now. I'm pudding.
Mike?
Yes.
Are you still a fan of German singer Ralph Paulson?
Oh, you mean, who could not be a fan of this
guy?
Well,
I love when he sings anything, but especially when he sings songs of the American West. America loves Ralph Paulson.
Bonanza.
Exactly. Out on the Ponderosa.
Bonanza.
Jawohl.
Nächte lang die Trommel sang.
Dankeschön.
Unser Recht ist gutes Recht, Bonanza.
Bonanza.
Und unser Land ist gutes Land, das verlässt man nie.
And while we let Ralph sing in the background, we have time for one more.
One more. Let's get it.
Does anyone here? I know we all have peen eyes, so we probably don't watch The Bachelorette.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on now between Jake and Vienna, and they had the reunion.
Yeah, who the hell are these people? I see them all over the Hollywood news shows.
Well, they had a reunion, I think, two nights ago, and I don't think it went what I would call as well.
Jake and Vienna. Jake, she was named, Vienna, of course, after your favorite town.
No, she couldn't have been because she's not brown.
Okay.
Here's Jake and Vienna from the Bachelorette reunion special.
Is there any part of you that wants to apologize for anything to Jake?
I am sorry that I went about it the way I did. But I know you, the real you, and I knew you would do it if I didn't.
You don't know me, and I wouldn't have done it. And if you...
If I don't know you, then
please stop interrupting me. The thing is, I would have never done this to somebody that I love. When I got down on one knee, again, I got interrupted. Good Lord.
Sounded like she said the F word.
She did not.
Can you play that again, please? I just want to hear the beginning of it. Please stop interrupting me.
Okay, here we go.
Is there any part of you that wants to apologize for anything to Jake?
I am sorry that I went about it the way I did. But I know you, the real you, and I knew you would do it if I didn't.
You don't know me, and I wouldn't have done it. And if you...
If I don't know you, then
please stop interrupting me.
Way to go, son. Way to go, Jake.
I would have never done this to somebody. Can you replay that again?
I don't know why that brings me joy, but that's for all the men in the audience.
Fed up.
It's nice for the men to hear that, you know, occasionally.
You don't know me, and I wouldn't have done it. And if you...
If I don't know you, then
please stop interrupting me.
So hard, Jake. We're not throwing in a corporal punishment.
Somebody that I love.
This is the better one.
When I got down on one knee, again, I got interrupted. Good Lord.
You are the meanest person I've ever met in my life.
The biggest what?
The meanest person, and now she storms off.
Interrupt, and then storm off. I'm with Jake.
Yeah, and Mike, that is your magic
very good
audio ball.
Nicely done, Jake.
Way to go, Jake. For Jake, we're going to send this one out to you right now. Here's the German guy singing the theme from Bonanza. Dankeschön.
He brands the cattle with numbers.
We will come back.
Shock Jock
Burbank.
He's a German cowboy.
Very good.
That's all I'm saying.
Buzz Burbank with some Holocaust humor.
really awkward now.
We're going to get very awkward.
Too soon.
Jesus.
Right, Mark?
Yeah. I thought there was a Jew on the show.
Over the line, eh?
Way over the line.
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break. Real.
And come back and have news with Heinrich Himmler right after this. Bill.
Wow.
You know, Steve, try to find a hole in there to put the commercials. Welcome back to the show.
We'll be fine.
Time to bring in Nazi Buzz with the latest news.
No, you see, I'm doing just the opposite of that.
I wonder if Steve liked that joke. Hi, Steve.
Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Steve will edit that out. Brought to you by Mangrates. Bring professional restaurant grill marks to your backyard cooking and get 25% off when you order today. Mangrates, 100% made in America, which Oscar says is muy bueno.
Muy bueno.
Check the banner on our website and click it while you're there. Get your Mangrates today.
Click it, pinch it.
The BP oil spill, it's not just for the Gulf anymore. Oil from the leak that started in April has now made its way north of New Orleans and into Lake Pontchartrain, the second largest saltwater lake in America.
Lake Pontchartrain, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Know it well, Rob.
The oil now threatens the fishing there, in addition to the Gulf. The war without end in Afghanistan has gotten more deadly in the past couple of months. We've already lost 10 soldiers just in the first week of July, and now we've lost 5 Afghan soldiers that we trained in a friendly fire accident. Mm-hmm. The U.S. government under the Obama administration is suing the state of Arizona over its new Show Us Your Papers law. The government argues in its lawsuit that states don't have the right to set immigration policy, which is a federal matter. The Arizona law, which goes into effect later this month, requires police to check the papers of any person they suspect of being here illegally.
The official reply from Arizona was, oh yeah?
Yes, so what?
Exactly. See you in court. Arizona Senator John McCain, meanwhile, is pushing a bill that would deport many of our illegal aliens.
I'd like to send them all away
far away. Not even Mexico. Send them further down.
Would you like some soup, sir?
Yes, I'd like some soup through a straw.
You're dribbling.
Hot soup.
Now, this is the same McCain that co-sponsored a bill with Ted Kennedy to set up a path of citizenship for illegals and a guest worker program. McCain's made a hard swing to the right to position himself politically against a conservative Republican challenger in the Arizona Senate primary election. So, for McCain, it's politics, not policy.
Rest assured, I will take a hard swing to the left after I'm elected.
That's right.
Thank you. Mr. Senator, Matlock is on.
Oh, that's good. It's time for Matlock. Let's bring my hot wife over here who's banging somebody else.
He'll be back in an
Little League coach.
Yeah, no, that's John King.
Remember the Black Friday, a customer stampede at a Walmart in New York a couple of years ago, and a temporary employee got killed?
Yeah, man, come on. My name is Friday.
No.
Black Friday. It's a different shopping holiday.
Oh, shopping,
day
I'm
after
sorry.
Thanksgiving.
Sure. Oh, that's right. Traditionally, the heaviest shopping day of the year.
Exactly, Mike, and there was a shopping stampede, and a temporary worker at Walmart was killed in that. Naturally, there were fines and lawsuits.
So wrong.
That is so nasty.
Hey, I wasn't doing a Holocaust
My
joke.
God. Yeah, you weren't, Rod. You're safe.
There were fines. There were fines and lawsuits, but here's an interesting revelation. Walmart has now spent millions of dollars to fight a $7,000 government fine. Walmart has spent $2 million on lawyers and another $1.5 million on charity donations to try to make the $7,000 fine go away.
Are you serious?
I'm completely serious.
Because of precedent, I guess?
Those figures come from unnamed sources at the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
I like to call it OSHA.
Right.
Yeah. They have to be worried that that's going to cause...
A slippery slope.
That this might lead to something bigger. Shock. That's why they're fighting it.
Yeah, they're surprised.
I would think. Just for the $7,000, they'd look the other way.
It's weird.
Weird.
In Connecticut, a priest has been charged with embezzling over $1 million from his parish to pay for male prostitutes.
Hello.
I didn't think anyone would find out.
64.
I was being a secret.
There you go. It's over here. Let me go back to the rectory.
64-year-old Reverend Kevin Gray allegedly siphoned the money over a 7-year period to pay for fancy hotel rooms, designer clothing, fine restaurant food, and the best-looking male escorts in New York City.
I was wondering how much it would cost me if I were to keep this robe.
It's wonderful. Mrs. O'Brien, I'll be saying your mass today, but I have to leave a little bit early because I have to go to the back room of the rectory and check out my new friend Gunnar's abs.
And I have an 8 o'clock at the pub.
There you go.
One guy he especially liked got gifts, including a piano and tuition at Harvard. All the while, Reverend Gray told parishioners he has cancer.
Yeah, he's
if you
piano.
Let me do this particular thing to you, I'll pay for all your education at Harvard.
Are you saying that you'll trade me that piano for an organ?
Absolutely.
Talk about a full ride.
And I don't need to receive, I'll give.
Thank you.
I like giving.
Yuck.
That's what I like doing.
Yick.
And thank you, Gunnar.
And finally.
Gunnar.
Finally, Anna, do we have music for this, Rob? A small town news?
Yes. A small town.
No, news. Small town news. Town.
Finally, word for word from the Shelbyville News in Shelbyville, Indiana. This
ding,
item.
Ding, 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 ding,
that's
ding,
the
ding,
mailbag. Ding, ding,
ding. Oh, sorry.
Monday, 12:42 a.m., 200 block of Howard Street. A man reported someone had used his password and hacked into his Farmville account on Facebook.
No.
And that as a result, he had lost a year's worth of work and all his crops. He was told this is a civil matter, not criminal. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
Farmville.
Gotta love those games.
Yeah.
Hi, G. G. Saunders, how are you? She likes those games.
Sure, what's not to like?
Today's show is brought to you by PowerToChooseUSA.com.
Right.
Learn how to create an income simply by helping families save up to 30% on their electric bills while staying with their current provider. Or just log on for your own savings. PowerToChooseUSA.com or click their banner ad on our website. Good show today, fellas. We will be back with more tomorrow. I promise I won't buy any more infomercial products anymore.
I know how much your promises mean.
You can't keep that promise.
Our website design is by Dustin Pfeiffer Creative. Our web host is Bluebot. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. We rely on support from advertisers. If you know someone with a product or service, they can reach tens of thousands of folks right here. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Gay.
Mount Sinai South Nassau in Oceanside is proud to be the only hospital on the South Shore of Long Island rated high-performing in maternity care by U.S. News & World Report. That means mothers who delivered at Mount Sinai South Nassau had fewer early deliveries, fewer C-sections, and fewer newborn complications than other hospitals, with higher rates of breastfeeding and other positive outcomes. To learn more about why you should consider Mount Sinai South Nassau to give birth, visit southnassau.org/maternity or call 877-SOUTH-NASSAW. Nassau.